It's nighttime and it's dark. The sounds of generators are all around me. It's crazy to think that this many days in, so many people are still in pitch black darkness and cold. And the good news is the marathon's off. I think it's good news. My heart breaks for people who've trained for this and so many people who are running their first, and I know how much work goes into that. Well, I don't know, because I've never done it. But I'm sure their hearts are broken, but for people who feel left behind and need generators and need police and need resources, I do think it was the right thing to do. So I got a harebrained idea to try to get some donations to bring to my hometown, which is decimated, is probably an apt description. And I was tweeting and Facebooking the wrong address. That's what happens when you're in a place you don't know and you try to get a location. So that was kind of a big fail, and even if I had the right location, I don't know anyone would have come. But I talked to some people in the parking lot who said they'll come by tomorrow morning, so if anyone hears this and is near Ramsey, New Jersey, I'll be at 288 North... Oh, shit. And now I've forgotten the address again. I'm looking for it, because I do think it's important, and people really need stuff. 233 North Franklin Turnpike in Ramsey, New Jersey. There's a Dunkin' Donuts, and that's where I'll be from 9 to 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. It's, knowing the area and knowing, and it's one area of many that is so hard hit, but knowing the area and seeing where the FEMA and Red Cross is set up, it's very far away from people who may have to walk 30 flights of stairs to get up and down, and then a very long way to get what they need. So you can't be everywhere, and hopefully I can go to places that I know are hard to get to and maybe bring some help. If nobody does bring anything, I'll probably just go to Costco and spend some money and fill up my car, because I can't. I've waitressed too much. Full hands in, full hands out. I just want full hands in. My car is filled with the things most valuable to me, photo albums, and there's a lot still in my apartment that I care a lot for, but there's nothing I could do about it from here. So, in addition to hoping to see if my home is still intact, which it was a few days ago, but there are some pretty scary reports of looting and gas lines and more fires. I know we still have gas at my house. I talked to my landlord today, so that could be a good thing or a bad thing. As the electricity comes back on, the power lines won't be down, because our power lines are actually in the street where I am, but just crossing my fingers. It's the weirdest thing, being displaced and not being able to go home. And we got the news today that the railroad that we take to work and rely on for everything is going to be down for probably 8 months to a year, because it needs to be rebuilt. So even if we get back home and get to stay there and get some power, getting to work every day is going to be really, really hard. But we'll make it work. We have no choice. So in addition to the day, another day of thinking and worrying and feeling so overwhelmed and yet numb and just out of place. God, I miss my home. My brain just kind of stalls out, and that's what it does. But I found out that my grandparents are not in a good situation. The town that I grew up in is probably equally as hard hit as the town that I live in now. And to add insult to injury, the waste has started coming up through the plumbing in many of the houses there, and my grandparents are not an exception to that, and their house flooded terribly. They had a flood in their basement up to their top steps, and my grandparents are old and my grandfather is trying to shovel everything out, and now he's hurt himself. Their house smells like shit. He's covered in shit. And he needs help. He needs a lot of help bailing out, so it's gonna suck. It's really, really hard to get there, especially from where our apartment is, where we wanna go and hopefully bring some things to help people. But I'm gonna grab the best boots, the best worst boots I have, and the things that I can spare, and get in the shit. Literally. Because someone has to. They will not leave. They are older and stubborn, and they refuse to leave. So, hoping, can't even say I'm gonna make it more livable, because I don't know how you make a place that's covered in waste livable. But gonna do what I can do, day by day. That's how I'm living right now, day by day. Don't know where I'm going or what I'm doing each day. It's the most forethought I've had in a stretch of about 5 days now. So that's the plan for tomorrow. Hopefully, maybe some people can bring some water, blankets, food, cat food, dog food, gloves, cleaning products, bags, hygiene products, cleaner, anything to meet me. I'll load up my car with as much as I can and bring it to people who really badly need it. And then I'm going to try to help my grandparents who really badly need it. This is New York and New Jersey right now. And when I think about it this much, my heart just breaks. And then I try to keep myself busy. So cooking dinner for my brother and his girlfriend who are putting us up. And it's rough to be living with your baby brother. And their lovely, lovely 9 dogs are keeping us company and warm and giving us some much needed diversions. And that's really it right now at this moment.